Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
What do you guys think the vibes are going to be like tonight?
I think it's going to be
turned up. Oh, I think it's going to be lit.
It's going to be turned up tonight.
I don't think anyone's going in there scared.
You say this all the time, and you're 100% right. Twitter, Chatty House, that is not the Golden One Center.
Mm-mm.
The Golden One Center is turned up.
Yep.
Damn near
10 times out of 10. Yep.
Now, things can happen throughout a game.
Yeah. You can piss the crowd off.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But when it's... when it's go time and Scott Fresh is like, hey, get on your feet and make – they ready to go.
Yep.
And I think that's what's going to happen tonight.
And Fresh is so good at what he does. But on a night like tonight, Fresh could just say, y'all know what to do and leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they're going to – they gonna be, I when I started the show – or when we started the show and I talked about, like, hey, I need them on it, that was just, like, just to say it. Like, I don't think they need that. I think the people, the 171,000 that are going to be at the Golden One Center, they're going to be ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
That is going to be a hell of a crowd. It's going
to be 171,023.
My bad, in 23. Yep. My bad, in 23. They're going to have the white shirts on. It's a white out, all this other stuff. It's going to.
Oh, I don't think I knew that. Is that a shoot?
Yeah, it's a white out tonight.
Oh, man.
It's a white
my
out.
My dumbass so. Got a.
Wow.
Well, I got a red shirt.
Well. I miss that.
I got my white tee on today, so shut up.
There you go.
I got a white shirt on underneath, so, you know, I might have to switch. But it's
going. Well, I don't think we're supposed to partake in that either, but
no,
still.
No cheering in the press box.
Part of the media just.
No being happy about the one job that we all pursued in our lives.
That's so lame. I'm pretty sure I crotch chopped Marcus Thompson during the series last year. Like, hey, right.
We all got this job because we wanted to be our sports fans and stuff, but no cheering.
I have no rooting interest whatsoever. I. Only talk about it for 4 hours a day, how much I'm a Kings fan, but when I'm there, let me...
We really do not abide by that at all.
But yeah, it's going to be... It is up.
All right, so we know what to expect from the fans. Do we know what we're getting from the basketball team today?
Nope.
Hell no.
Absolutely not.
That's one thing I'm kind of stuck
on. And you'd be foolish.
Like, I don't even know what to expect from the Kings today.
You'd be absolutely... Well, no one does. Like, you'd be foolish to try to predict the way the Sacramento Kings are getting. We... Within a span of days, they lost to the Washington Wizards and beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. They lost to the Washington Wizards, beat the Detroit Pistons the night after beating the Cavaliers. You beat two playoff teams in the Eastern Conference, real playoff teams, not play-in teams, not postseason teams. You beat two top six teams, including the one seed. Back-to-back, not even back-to-back games, back-to-back nights, days after you lost to the Wizards. How many times did that happen this year where you feel like you beat Cleveland at home, lost to Chicago the next night? Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many instances of that happening where you feel like, hey, we got something, we got something, we got something. I'm glad they beat Phoenix. I think they played well against L.A. I have no – like. I think the Clippers I don't know. The Clippers could do some damage in this postseason. Like people talking about, oh, the Clippers, they've never done anything. This is Ty Lue. Mm-hmm. This isn't Doc Rivers. This isn't Paul George. Now, I understand that James Harden is there, and he has his. But if Kawhi is some semblance of healthy, yeah, I might pick the Clippers in a couple series this year or this postseason. But anyone saying, man, the King's going to be ready. King, man, you don't know that. We do not know, and we haven't. It feels like for 2 years, we haven't known what this team will look like on a night-to-night basis. They beat the Warriors at home. We thought we buried the Warriors at home. Threw dirt on them. Then lost to the Pelicans for the sixth time. The good news is, though, it appears we've got the playing God on our team this year. And that's Jonas Valanciunas.
And the playing Jesus, too, and DeMar DeRozan.
Well, there, too. God and Jesus, Father and Son.
Even there a lot, too. One thing Doug Christie talked about yesterday when he was talking to the media that I didn't even think about, and, you know, it's not going to make anybody make a shot or anything else like that. But he did talk about postseason Sacramento, talking about the fans. Mm-hmm. Golden One Center.
He did, yeah.
All this other stuff. And
He said a lot of teams. He did more than that. He said a lot of teams get credit for things that were started here in Sacramento.
That's 100% facts. 100%.
Yeah, Doug did not mince words yesterday.
Yeah. And he's going to talk about his team experiencing that. And I think about, you know, I know these guys have played in some great atmospheres and done some great stuff, but I think about DeMar DeRozan, Zach LaVine being part of that, Devin Carter being able to experience that for the first time, Valanciunas. It's going to be charged up in there. And this is you're already just trying to win because you're a competitor, because you're a professional and all this other stuff. But when you talk about getting an extra bit of energy, an extra jolt of energy, being in the Golden One Center and having that 171,023 behind you, I think that could help tonight. I think that could energize a DeMar DeRozan. That can energize a Zach LaVine. And it is a little different. It is a little different. And I think they're going to be surprised by that, even for a play-in scenario. Mm-hmm. You know, you go to other places and, oh, it's just a play-in. Like, it's going to look a little like Game 1, 5, and 7 of the Warriors season tonight at the Golden One Center. So I think it could help this team with any type of, basically, I don't know how you can come out flat if you're the Kings tonight. You might come out overamped. I couldn't imagine you coming out flat, not moving, not being on your toes, ready to move. That doesn't mean you win. That doesn't mean you make your shots. Nothing like that.
Yeah.
At the start of this game, you might. I can understand you being overamped. I couldn't imagine not having energy to start this game.
Yeah. Well, hopefully that's not the case. And sometimes I know energy, effort, which I think is I think we throw that around a little bit too much, is really easy to lean on. Sometimes other teams just play better. And so, hey, Kings came out with that energy. They came out with that effort. How many times? I mean, no one likes to admit this. We've seen that happen. Mm-hmm. Yo, it's not that they weren't moving. It's that the shots weren't falling.
Yeah.
It's that they were begging for that first three to go in, and it didn't. I think that's one of the best things that people really, Kings fans, take really for granted with DeMar DeRozan is – you miss a couple of, Keegan misses a three, Keon misses a three, like whatever. You're down 6-0. Okay, you know what? DeMar finds the mid-range. DeMar finds the free throw line. DeMar can find something to get himself a high percentage shot pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You got Zach LaVine who can score, as you know, point out regularly on all three levels. He can score multiple ways. but sometimes like the game just starts. It's not that you're flat. It's not that you're lacking energy. It's not that you didn't have the C4 or whatever. It's that your shots aren't falling.
Yep.
And that's a game within itself. How do you respond when the shot's not dropping? What do you do on the defensive end? How do you make sure you get a shot? How do you make sure, or not a shot, how do you make sure you get points? Is getting to the foul line, attacking the basket, going to Domas, grabbing Domas by his goddamn jersey, saying, hey, big fella, don't pass the ball this time. Take it to Anthony Davis and either score on him or make him foul you. Do that. You talk about, I'm watching Domas close tonight.
100%.
I need him. I need Domas to be all NBA Domas tonight.
It's 100%. I said this during the handoff, and this is what it is. If Domantas Sabonis, and this is a guy that I got love for. I think everything I've said about him, I believe. I believe he's an all NBA guy. Mm-hmm. I believe he's one of the top centers in the league. His numbers aren't hollow.
Mm-hmm.
19-14 for what is it, 3 straight years leading the league in rebounding?
3 straight.
If he's everything that myself and others have said about him, franchise, this is a guy that you build around. You're getting paid $40-something million a year. Mm-hmm. That's what people always like to talk about when they talk about these athletes. It doesn't
yep. –
we don't not talk about that with Domas.
Mm-hmm.
If you're all of that, you do not let your team lose in a 9-10 game against this Dallas Mavericks team. You don't do it. And I don't want to hear – people got to let him do this, and I don't want to hear that. We're not doing that today. If he's everything that myself and others have said he is, and being frustrated that he's not involved in all-star conversations or all-NBA, and went to bat for him a number of different times, if he is that, there's no way he lets his team lose this game tonight.
Yeah.
There's a lot riding on him tonight. And he's got to bring them home tonight. We'll worry if they can do that. We'll worry about Friday after that. But yeah. Tonight, you got to win this game.
He can't be passive. We looked up at the screen when this show started, or somewhere after this show started, and NBA Today is featuring the Domas Anthony Davis matchup. Mm-hmm. Again, it was funny a year ago when it was 10-0. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not funny now. Anthony Davis, I don't think, has lost since then.
No, he's 4-0 this year. 4 straight.
All with L.A.
Yeah.
But by the way, I look back. You mentioned the Kings that Doug's second game. It was the start of the 7-game win streak, I believe. Yep, it was the start of that win streak. It was Doug's second game as the coach. Kings were down, I think we said 18 in that one. Kings were down 18 in that one. Dinwiddie had 30. P.J. Washington had 28. I want to point this out because I know we obviously know what happens later in the year. Luka's not a part of this game, which we've established. The Kings did not manage to avoid Luka Doncic the entire year. They did not play him once. Obviously, Anthony Davis is a Los Angeles Laker at this time.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Kyrie Irving didn't play in this game. So the Kings fought back from down 18 against a Mavericks team that didn't have Kyrie Irving, Luka Doncic, or Anthony Davis. Yeah. They got contributions from other places. And that's the thing I'm stuck on the most. We talked about it yesterday. We're talking about Domas right now. It's not just Domas. It's DeMar. It's LaVine. It's Keegan and Keon, too. I need the starting five to be a starting five. But there's a footnote to that. We'll talk about it as we continue to get ready for the play-in game tonight at the Golden 1 Center. It's the Sacramento Kings, and it's the Dallas Mavericks. Jason Anderson of the Sacramento Bee. Very rare appearance for J.A. here on Dealing with KC. He joins us next on the phone. He's too pretty to join us on the video stream, but he's going to join us on the phone, man. We're going to get ready for this game tonight. We'll talk Kings basketball with J.A. at the Sacramento Bee when we return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320. Good for the people who are really excited for the NFL draft next week. I'm not one of them.
I'm excited that it's next week.
I might be excited Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean.
Or Thursday.
Yeah.
Assuming the Kings aren't playing, I might be.
But these whole, and the people got to do what they got to do. Like I said, you got a job to do, but. A month ago.
Well, this is NFL Live.
A month ago, they were having these same discussions about the draft.
Well, no, some people have gone up draft boards. Some people have gone down draft boards. No one really knows why. They just have.
Shedeur Sanders has been the third pick and the last pick of the first round within the last month, I believe. 2 months.
Crazy.
And this was before he had the private workout with the Giants.
All and it like everyone lying. everyone lying.
Except for the Titans.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, that's kind of said, yeah.
No, we got Cam.
Yeah.
We're going with Cam. So I like draft day. I am not a fan of the buildup to the NFL draft.
Mm-hmm.
Not a fan at all. It is redundant, and a lot of the time, I remember I was listening to somebody, and they were like, we have all these mock drafts and everything, and people are wrong an awful lot.
Virtually all of the time.
They get like 5 of the 32 picks correct.
Mock drafts is essentially just stuff I made up. Read my column.
All this time, all this energy on these mock drafts, and this is no fault. They, like I said, they got a job to do, but they're not even accurate a lot of the times.
That young man looks like a Photoshop. The Will Campbell? It doesn't even look like a person.
Shout out Will Campbell.
Shout out. He's the number
one. What position did he play again? Oh, yeah. He's offensive lineman.
He's the number one rated offensive lineman in the league.
I am familiar.
It's a weird thing to be discussing is we're bringing in Jason Anderson. Our man, J.A. of the Sacramento Bee. J.A., what's happening, man? Thanks for joining us.
Fellas, yeah, what's going on, fellas?
Very rare appearance for Jason Anderson here on this show. J.A., how you I know you're a reporter. You're impartial. You cover the team. What are your vibes headed into tonight? We're a big vibe show. What are your vibes headed into tonight's game at the Golden One Center?
You know, I think it's definitely a winnable matchup for the Kings. They can win this game. I mean, if they come out and they play right, they come out aggressive. You get Zach like on the attack, you know, if you'll pardon me for saying so.
Yeah.
Like they can go get these guys. But you know, they need to be physical, they need to be aggressive, and they need to take it to them right from the start and set the tone, and you know, and if they can do those things, if they can come out and play that kind of a game, they can go win this one.
I'm positive J.A. just made a save by the bell reference. I'm positive that was a save.
Zach Attack. Shout out to Zach. It's Friends Forever. Okay, yeah. Jay, what you know about save by the bell, big dog?
Hey, I saw a few episodes back in the day, man.
See, this is why I like J.A. Power and Saved
that's
by the Bell.
That's come why on, he's man. My
that's,
guy.
That's, yeah. That's versatility right there.
Friends okay. Forever. Okay. All right. Come on now.
All right.
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah,
no.
It's bad. This dude on one today. It's bad, J.A.
Oh, no.
Jay, man, if you had to pick one Kings player where it's like, if I know that he's here to play today and he's bringing the heat, the Kings will be all right. Who would that be for you?
One player in this particular game?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to say it again. It's Zach. Like, they need Zach to – this can't be, you know, 8 or 9 shots tonight, Zach. Like, he's got to get him up, and he's got to find that rhythm because we've seen what happens when he does. Like, I mean, it just – he's taken this offense to another level. You know, this team had to adjust mid-year. They lost the point guard of 8 years. They don't have one now. And you know, and then you – so you kind of flip like half the rotation, and you got guys in and out. You're working in these new guys. You know, Malik's in. He's out. Now he's out. And Domas is in and out. And, you know, there's just – this team needs that from Zach. And – otherwise, I just say I don't know what I'm trying to say here. It's just that they've dealt with so much adversity and difficulty and adjustments like on the fly. Doug likes to say we're trying to fix the airplane in the air,
yeah.
Right? And Zach's the one who, when he goes off, he can elevate that airplane, get it up in the air. And I feel like they really need that from him. I mean, look, DeMar can do it, Domas can do it, Malik if he was out there could do it. You know, so, you know, any of those guys could do it, but Zach's the one I feel like there's a big difference in what this offense looks like when he's really going at people.
Jason, have you been able to pinpoint over the last few weeks, like what elevates Zach LaVine's aggression? Like, we have seen so many different versions of him. Is it a mindset? Is it something Doug says? Like what kind of triggers that? Yeah, no, I'm as you say, I'm gonna attack tonight.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't say that we've gotten to know him that well yet. I mean, I don't know. Like, I'll say this in the, I don't know, not so much lately, but there was a little stretch there where he was not getting a lot of shots up.
Mm-hmm.
And he was kind of asked a couple of questions. We were on the road somewhere, and he was asked, you know, kind of directly, like, because Doug had said, look, we need him taking, you know, not six shots. It was a Warriors game. He took six shots. Mm-hmm. Season low, six shots. Doug said, I'd rather have him take 16 or 26. Mm-hmm. And Zach was asked about that afterwards, and he made a comment about, well, if you guys want me to play ISO ball, then I can do this and that. And it just made me wonder if some of the chatter, like, around the team and the, you know, the this is what I was kind of referring to a minute ago, where, like, the identity, they're trying to figure that out. And this was, kind of a flow and rhythm offense. And now you got more guys who kind of go get it in the ISO game. Mm-hmm. And it almost felt like he was, you know, had maybe taken offense to some of the conversation. And I don't know that to be true, but it almost sounded like there was a little pushback on that kind of line of thinking. Mm-hmm. And I think Doug's maybe been trying to work through that with him. Like, no, man, like, we need you to go do this. We'll, mm-hmm. Doug has said repeatedly, we'll learn to play around you. We're not asking you to learn to play with us. We'll learn to play around you, because he's that guy right now that can, you know, go put up 30, 40 points for you. So, you know, I think maybe that's been a part of it. It's just all been an adjustment. And I don't even say that to knock him. Like, it's been, you know, this is an adjustment for everybody. Like, Doug, most of all. Like, think about being in Doug's shoes right now, where you got to take over. You get your opportunity to be a head coach, and this is what you deal with. Yeah. Like, right now you get 51 games where we're going to flip your roster over. We're going to get, you know, the roster was already, you know, in terms of the fit and the pieces and, like, the connective little tissue that you need to make a team great. Like, maybe that was already lacking, and now we're going to, you know, and so they've all had to deal with this, and it's an adjustment, and it's hard, and, you know, and I get that. So I'm not knocking him for any of that. He's trying to fit in, like Doug would say, he's being a good teammate, not trying to do too much, but Doug wants him to go, you know, to he definitely needs him to do enough, and, you know, he'd rather have him do too much than too little.
Blaming James Hamm for all of this.
What did James do?
Oh, James and Kyle Mattson hate ISO ball. Kyle, Zach heard it all. He heard it all.
Well, maybe that's it then.
Yeah, man, don't listen. You're gonna put the shots up, man. Don't listen to him, man. Nope. Get it done. Jay, you've been one of you and your partner Chris Biederman, one of the few people that have been with this team, not only at home, but on these road trips. And you talk about what Doug Christie has had to go through with this season and the twists and turns of this season. What kind of job do you think he's done this year with kind of holding things together and still having them with an opportunity to reach the goals that they had?
Well, J.A. said, the hell with us. Jay, did you accidentally mute your phone, J.A.? No. That's not what happened. Jason just said, you guys suck. I'm going to talk to Alan.
That's never not funny when someone freezes or just
That's cool. Oh, we got J.A. back. Okay. All right.
I'm here. Sorry about that.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Did you get that question? KC asked you.
I think I did.
What you think about the job Doug Christie has done?
I think Doug's doing the best he can, man. And I've been, you know, like, all the X's and O's stuff, like, we're not in the huddle. We're not in the locker room. It's hard to – some of that stuff's harder, I think, for us to gauge. But in terms of, like, the way he talks to this team, the way he talks about the team, the way he's, like, trying to uplift guys. And you know, like, I've been impressed. I didn't know what to expect when Doug took over. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people knew him better from years and years ago, like, as long as he's been here, than I really got to know him in my time covering the Kings, where he was, you know, he was an assistant kind of in the background. But I've been impressed with the way, like, he speaks, the way he thinks. Like, this is a deep dude. And his love for the team and the city and the fans is absolutely unparalleled. Like, there's just no question about that. So, look, I really think he's doing the best he can in a difficult, like, situation. And, you know, and it, again, it's kind of unfortunate that this is his opportunity. And, I don't know that this is all he's going to get for an opportunity here. I think he's had a chance to show, like, at least to the best of his ability in this situation, like, that he deserves more time to work with this group or whatever group they're going to have going forward. But I think he's doing the best he can, and I think that the situation's been real difficult. Like, any team that flips their point guard, you have a point guard for almost 8 seasons who runs the show, and now he's gone, and you're asking, you know, like Malik, who's never really been a starting point guard since high school anyway, to and maybe, you know, like his first year with the Hornets, he played some point, but they put him in a real tough spot, and he's embraced the challenge. He hasn't backed away from it. And, you know, and I really do feel like he's doing the best he can.
Jay, I don't mean to press you on this. You said that a couple of times. I'm going to rephrase the question. Do you think he's doing a good job?
Yeah. I mean, they have a winning record with Doug. They have a winning record at home with Doug. They have, I don't know, the pieces on the roster, I guess you could say they fit better than maybe they did before the trade deadline. If you had Valanciunas and LaRavia on this team before you traded Fox, like that team might work. You know, it was that the size and the length and the depth, like that's the stuff you needed to make that group work. And so now you have a little more of that, but you don't have Fox. You don't have a point guard. You've dealt with injuries. Like, Domas has been in and out a couple times. Malik's been in and out a couple times. I think it would be unfair to say he's doing a bad job because of just all the volatility and everything involved. Like, you know, like, I think he's doing the best he can in a difficult situation. And, you know, and he's managed to kind of keep them above water, at least during his time.
Yeah. Okay.
Jay, you know, we got you on the show. We talked Kings. We're getting ready for this game tonight against the Dallas Mavericks, but we couldn't have you on and not have some type of power discussion. Now, look, I'm not caught up. I'm about 3 episodes back on this one. If you're caught up, I just need you to answer a question for me. Does it pick up a little bit? Because it's been a little slow to start. Raising Ken has been a little slow to start.
Yeah.
Does it pick up?
You're 3 episodes. Episodes behind.
Yeah, I went out of town. Okay. And everything. I'm slacking.
Yeah, I think I'm 1. Like, I haven't seen the most recent. But yeah, man, things are starting to happen. So yeah, I won't spoil anything for you. But yeah, a couple things are going to happen. And you know about all the unique stuff, right? Like, he's in the picture where you're at, isn't he?
Yeah, he's back. He's back. He's taking everybody out.
Back like he never left.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Sir, how did you get here?
Yeah, and you know, I'm not going to say any more than that because, you know, but yeah, I think it'll pick up for you a little bit, Ken.
Okay. Okay. All right. There we go. Great stuff, J.A. Looking forward to seeing you tonight. Appreciate you as always, my friend. A rare visit from Jason Anderson as we pin him down here ahead of the play-in game. Jay, we'll see you tonight at the Golden 1 Center, man.
My pleasure, guys. I'll see you later.
All right, man. Hopefully not for the last time tonight either.
No, man.
I
don't want the season to end yet, man. I ain't ready.
We haven't. I am not trying to be funny. We obviously we see Jay at the games. Jay, you know, working a lot, but. You know, quick conversations, keeping it moving. That's my first extended conversation with Jason Anderson, maybe in a year. It didn't feel worth it with this play-in game tonight. Like, we've got business to attend to tonight.
Yeah.
I do not get the impression that he is even remotely okay with the De'Aaron Fox trade.
Oh, yeah.
Like, not even a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure. I pressed him a little bit about the Doug Christie thing because he kept saying Doug is doing the best he can. He's doing the best he can.
Right.
that's not necessarily saying he's doing a good or bad job, and maybe J.A. doesn't feel like he should be the one to judge that.
Right.
But it also made me wonder, not on board for the Mike Brown firing. Yeah. There's a lot has happened since the last time we talked to Jason Anderson.
It's a completely different
franchise. Pretty much, yeah. He's covering a completely different team, and that was a good pickup by you, is him and the newlywed Chris Biederman. Mm-hmm. They're really the only ones other than, you know, Drapes, Mark Jones, Katie, those ones that travel and see these guys on the road. So, yeah, it was a good conversation there with J.A.
It was one of the things that I got from J.A., and you'll get from anybody who follows this team. And we talk about it daily. You just can't put your finger on anything with this team.
Yeah.
You know, even right. And some people can just, you know, easily say, they stink. But I believe if you're being fair,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's what J.A. was kind of, I want to say dancing around, but trying to work around is –
He was trying to be fair.
Well, that exactly. That's what it's I think not, he was trying to it's do. It's not fair to say they just aren't good enough or they're just no good or because they have dealt with a lot.
Yeah.
They have had a lot of moving parts. Individually, Zach LaVine, individually, Doug Christie, individually, Domantas Sabonis. And then you combine that with trying to bring it together as a team.
Mm-hmm.
There's just been a lot that has gone on.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, it feels like it's difficult to say whether or not, and I know we've had this discussion before, and I understand moving on from some guys, but it's difficult to say like, yeah, this group just ain't going to get it done
mm-hmm.
when they haven't had the same type of season that everybody else has or a normal franchise has had. Some of that is their own doing. Some of that is out of their control.
Mm-hmm.
But they've had changes in leadership, changes in teammates, changes in leadership on the court. In the locker room multiple times this year.
That's right.
So, like I said, sometimes you don't have time to be fair and you got to make a decision.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this ownership and this front office may have to do. But if we're being fair to these guys that have been in this locker room and gone through this, there's been a lot of things outside of just what they do on the court that they've had to deal with all year long. And that could affect how they performed in some respects.
Yeah, it certainly could have. Hopefully, whatever that may or may not be is behind them.
Yes.
And to their credit, it feels like at least recently, maybe it has been. They have those, you know, they have those recent wins against the Cavs, against the Pistons. You know, the Denver game stunk. I don't think highly of Denver. I hate the way that game went. I wasn't overly distraught by it. I did want them to get that Clippers game.
Yeah.
I don't think Phoenix.
The Denver game, I didn't think they played that bad either.
I don't think they played bad. Yeah. I don't think they played bad at all. I would have liked for them to have gotten either one of those.
Right.
You know, there's context to it, but the context, whatever. The reality is the Clippers game came down to the last shot again.
Yep.
The difference between the two is Kawhi's went in, DeMar's didn't. And I don't think the Phoenix game is a true, you know, momentum builder. So having – it's a win, that's great. But having the momentum coming on the road with Cleveland and Detroit, if you could have, you know, Phoenix had mailed it in, they were done. You know, you were able to play – you know, Valanciunas like 30 minutes that game. You were able to do a lot of different things. Valanciunas out there, you know, showboating dunks and all of this.
That was funny.
And I would have loved if you could have gotten one of the other two. Again, not for, well, yeah, 41 and 41, I realize that's ridiculous. It means nothing. I would have felt better. Yeah. My feelings are important in this.
That's quite all right.
Thank you for recognizing that. But just being able to get one of those two games against those teams would have been like, all right, now maybe you really do have some momentum.
Yeah.
Because in that scenario, you beat three playoff teams in a six-game stretch. Mm-hmm. And you handle business against Phoenix as well. Great. Five-game stretch, excuse me. And then you handle that game against Phoenix. Like, all right, I feel good about this. Now it's just like, I don't really know. Give me the team to beat Cleveland. They fended off the Cavs. The Cavs didn't go away. Sacramento hit shots.
Yeah.
Same thing with Detroit. Detroit didn't go away. Sacramento kept hitting shots. You know, they're going to have to do some semblance of that tonight.
I'm looking at this.
Or blow them out. I don't care how you do it.
I would
just
love
get
a blowout. I would love that. A Kings blowout. I was trying to look at this, you know, recent schedule and see, they kind of take care of business against the better teams outside of Washington. Take care of business against the weaker teams outside of Washington. Yeah. And that's not really true either.
Great.
Like, they have a loss to Phoenix. They have a loss to Chicago. They have a loss to Orlando. I guess in the...
Well, no, Orlando's 41-41. It's hard to constitute them as a bad team.
No, but that's what I'm looking at. Because I wouldn't... maybe I could, but I wouldn't put Dallas as a bad team. I wouldn't look at Dallas or Memphis as the same as Washington. Mm-hmm. They're kind of on the same plane as the Kings. And what I was trying to see is if the Kings are playing teams that are on their level or lower, do they handle business? And much like everything else this year, it's been
all over the place.
All over the place.
Yeah.
Earlier, they had moments when they did handle those games relatively easily. There were spots where they didn't. In the last week and a half or so, they have. So,
here's the gist of it. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't.
It does not matter.
Doesn't. Find a way to win tonight. Find a way to get two wins in these next two games.
Just find a way to win tonight. We'll worry about Friday a different day.
Yeah.
Friday. We don't even know if we'll be here Friday. Is Kyle to paraphrase Kyle Shanahan.
Good call, Kyle.
Take care.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Take care of Dallas tonight. Put that team out of their freaking misery. Put that fan base out of their misery. Let them go back to being mad and find a way to get a win here.
I don't even know if they're – do you think – I didn't get a chance to check into B-Lo and JC in Dallas. But do you think they're like myself, like you and myself, like, hey, man, we – let's keep playing. Let's keep going, man.
Yeah.
I don't think
why,
so.
Why
I think
not?
They are, but I think also, they want to be done with this season as quick as possible.
I don't think they hate their
team. I don't think that's true.
Yeah, I don't think they hate their team. They just hate Nico.
Yeah, I don't think that's true at all. I think they're looking at it like a lot of us look at this. They saw what happened to Ja. I know what Ja's saying. I heard him. I saw him. I know I'm playing. It's great. Good for you. They saw it too, and I'm sure they're thinking, hey, Sacramento sucks. The Wizards beat them a week ago. Mm-hmm. Man, who cares? All that we've been through, all of the Kyrie tore his ACL, Luka's gone, Nico's taking shots at Dirk.
Uncalled for.
If we can get to the – who cares if we lose in four to Oklahoma City?
It's not like you got your picks anyways, right?
Let's get to the playoffs.
Right. B. Perry in the chat says, I'm out here in Texas. Math fans want to lose.
Well, okay. Well, B. Perry is there, so I ain't going
to – Well, I'm here in Sacramento telling you otherwise. So.
Well, I ain't going to argue with B. Perry. He says he's there. I'm with it.
I think they are.
Dallas, give your fans what they want.
They are distraught. There's a young lady I follow on Twitter that's a Mavs fan. She's like the Mavs queen. And she's like, this is why I feel this way. She said, I just want this to be over.
Well.
Get to the summer. And
well, with all due respect to the Mavs queen, I think I said the same thing a week and a half ago. Sometimes we just be talking.
I guess we're big in Texas.
I did.
Man Fastlane says, I'm in Texas, and he's not lying.
Well.
I guess, well, hey, D-Lo and KC, we're running things in Texas as well.
Well, that's the beauty of YouTube, is you can watch anywhere in the world.
Yeah, somebody was in Dubai the other day.
Someone was. Who was it? It was one of our people.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't a noob.
But Scooter's right, though. I did just say that a week ago. So with all due respect to the Mavs fans, I don't think you're telling the truth. I don't think you're telling the truth. That's when I wasn't even sure if we were going to make it. That's when I thought Phoenix was going to knock the Kings out. God, just get this over with. We'll come back. Getting ready for the play-in game tonight at the Golden 1 Center. There was another play-in game last night. Interesting ending.
Well,
not that it was close, but definitely made the highlight reels. Steelo and Casey, brought to you by Sky River Casino and Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
I don't mind me. I don't like any of these.
Let's do Straight Outta Compton instead.
Straight Outta Compton? Yeah, let's do it.
No, don't mind us. We're just planning our other radio show. That's all. It was a busy day playing
games. This is how it ends on D'Lo and KC.
This is what?
This is how it ends on D'Lo and KC, the sports show. Just start slowly planning more for the hip-hop one.
Just start planning more for KSFM. We were talking about, like, Kyrie. I asked the question about Anthony Davis. I asked, because we had a discussion earlier this week about it obviously centered on the Sacramento Kings, but we looked around the league, and when you're talking about title contenders and teams that have a real shot at winning and all of this, you have franchise guys. You have a guy that you define as like that guy's franchise. You build around them. And while I respect him, I think he's a great ball player, the context of building around someone is important. I asked the question, is Anthony Davis franchise? And probably the more proper way to phrase that question is Anthony Davis still franchise? Because I think we're all of the belief that he once was. Obviously, Luka was. The question if Anthony Davis is another question. That sparked the conversation about Kyrie Irving. I think we all believe Jesse doesn't. Jesse does not think Kyrie before the injury is franchise. I do. I think you do. I was addressing that question more from the aspect of I would build around Kyrie Irving. Uh-huh. Absolutely. I wouldn't do it today, though. Like, you can't do it moving forward, I think, because you're losing a year. He's coming off the ACL. You have too many unknowns. You have all of that. But Kyrie Irving, the player as we knew him before he stepped on Jonas Valanciunas' foot, yeah, that's franchise to me.
Yeah.
I have a question, though, about Kyrie. And Nico yesterday talking about this window for Dallas and Anthony Davis and defense wins championships. And if you're Kyrie, with the tumultuous season that Dallas just had. And remember Kyrie, why I give Kyrie so much credit. He was like, yeah, I'd wish this stuff would stop. You know, he was asked about the, you know, the Luka hate campaign that went on. He was like, yeah, there's no need for that.
Yeah.
If you're Kyrie, he has a player option this year at like 40. Would you opt out? Essentially forcing Dallas's hand. You paired me. You executed this trade to pair me with Anthony Davis. I'm still in control. Do you walk away from that $40 million? Now, play along. We know how the league works. Mm. Kyrie gonna know.
Right.
Kyrie gonna know.
Right.
But do you opt out forcing Dallas's hand saying, no, okay, you said, I heard Nico Harrison. He said 3 to 4 years.
Yeah.
You gonna sign me to a contract extension that keeps me with the big fella for the next couple of years?
I like the way you're thinking. I like the way you're thinking right there and the way you laid it out. Yeah, you probably do that. You know, you probably, like you said, force their hand to commit to you. And that would probably look like, so you're opting out of 40, what you're probably looking for like 3 years, 100?
No.
More?
Yeah. I'm looking at 3-120.
Nobody's giving Kyrie that.
I mean, the hell? I don't care if nobody's doing it. Dallas is going to do it.
Are you giving Kyrie 3-120 off a blown knee?
Yes. You already risked everything with this deal. If I opt out and walk, I could get 3-100 from someone else.
I don't know.
You went, you already went all in. You need me to be a part of this. I walk away, you have nothing.
I don't think
you have absolutely nothing.
Well, that's the and what just like I don't know if that's the best decision to make. And just because you made a bad decision before doesn't mean you can't compound it with another bad decision. I mean, you're essentially giving him 3 years, 120 sight unseen because you made a bad decision to trade for Luka.
It's not sight unseen. You're trusting your medical staff to make sure he's healthy.
He's still the medical staff could be the best. His body may not respond well. This may
there's
be.
There's no reason to believe that's going to happen. Is there?
He's older. He's had knee issues before.
He's a 33-year-old coming off a torn ACL.
33 is not that old.
It's not that old, but this is.
I feel like
especially at his position,
this is at least his second knee injury. Or third
was the first
injury?
One in
for
college?
Where you want him to be, I feel it
the
is.
First one was in college.
He busted up his kneecap. He had knee issues in Boston. That's why he didn't play in the game 7. And then now this one.
If I'm giving you 3 years, 120, 33 years old, come off a torn ACL. Yeah, that's
Kyrie.
Too old.
So Kyrie's 33. He's been in the league, what, 14 years?
Sounds
for 14 years, we're talking three knee injuries? Yeah, I'm not scared of that.
But he's already at the
guys
end
get
of
hurt.
The point. Like we're reaching the end of his
Kyrie is
now.
Not at the end. He's a 33-year-old guard. He's not at the end. Say no then.
No.
Say no. Say no, yes. You wouldn't do it.
No, I would not do that.
Say no, you wouldn't do it.
I'll remove myself because I like Kyrie.
Say no, you wouldn't do it.
All right. I wouldn't then. Do it. I wouldn't do it.
That's crazy.
I wouldn't do it.
That's crazy.
3-120 for Kyrie.
You do 3-100, but you wouldn't do 3-120 if he opted out today.
3-120, and he's not even playing 1 year.
How much did KD get?
It's different.
Why? Because that was his Achilles. How's that different?
KD's a lot better.
He's better, and he was at a different point in his career as well. What was he? 29.
So that means he didn't play for Brooklyn until he was 30.
Yeah, not 34. 4 years matters.
And he's not getting the same contract that KD got.
All right. Yeah, I would. Like I said, it feels like
all right.
It feels like
I do it.
If you're Dallas, you're getting bullied into.
If I'm, I don't even care what Dallas does. If I'm Kyrie, that's what I. Who's is his mom? Who is it again?
His dad. I don't.
It's not his dad.
It's,
or is it?
It might be his honor. His mom.
Okay.
Away.
It's. I feel like it's a woman.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I'm. Yeah. No. Hey, Nico. Saw that press conference the other day, player. I'm sorry. Saw that media meeting. Gonna talk to you about Kyrie Irving in the next. 3 to 4 years.
If anything, I'm trying to move off of Kyrie Irving.
Man, you are crazy.
I don't think so, man.
You are crazy.
But what's the end game? You're doing this to do what?
Who am I in this scenario? Dallas or Kyrie?
That's not a
no. You pair.
You're gonna build around AD and got 34, 35 year old Kyrie Irving.
That team ain't got no shot of beating the top four teams in the.
I know that. You traded Luka Doncic for Anthony Davis. If you're doing this whole, the second Kyrie Irving stepped on Jonas Valanciunas' foot, the plan is over.
Plan kind of got blew to hell.
Yeah,
this guy's gonna.
All right.
He's got a major knee surgery, and yep. He's gonna be gone for a year.
Yeah,
that's almost like that's to a certain degree, and I'm not saying so, it's the same. That's the same as when Chris Webber blew his knee out.
So let me.
Like, it's over. The plan that you had is done.
But we didn't know it.
We knew it.
We did not know it was over. That team was the best team in the conference the next year. All the way until what?
Until Chris came back. And Chris wasn't himself.
Yeah, because he shouldn't have come back.
So Kyrie going to be out for the year?
Probably.
And what's AD's contract situation at that point?
That's a good question. I started this whole argument and didn't actually know. I feel like he signed an extension last offseason.
Nico Damian, AD won't be here.
I feel like he just signed a contract extension.
I think he's got some years.
27, 28?
Yeah, he's got some years.
We've got the slowest internet to look it up, I'll tell you.
Yeah,
that,
it's a bad. Well, it's all them damn cars in the parking lot.
That's right.
Using up the internet today.
So
playing video games or whatever they're doing in their office, I can't even get on SpotTrack right now.
So Kyrie's...
He signed that extension. Average annual is about 58.
They would end at the same time, I guess, if you signed them to the three-year deal.
If I could get SpotTrack to open, I'd be able to tell you exactly how we execute this, Kenny. the end of the 27-28 season. What season are we in right now? The 25 season.
24-25.
So you could sign an extension. That last one could be a player option or a team option or whatever. Team options aren't really a thing unless you suck. So a player option at the end.
That sucks.
No, I'm talking about the player.
Oh, you're right.
Not Dallas.
You're right. There's a two-part question. If I was Kyrie, I would absolutely explore that and force their hand, try to force their hand mm-hmm. in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely the move for him. That's a great idea by you. If I was
tapping
Dallas,
into being an agent, once again, it's what we do.
If I was Dallas, I'd have to think about that. I'd really have to think about that. And if he forced me to make a decision immediately, I would say no.
Hmm.
If I sat with it I had good internet in Dallas and I could see AD's contract and figure out how they match up, maybe I could work into being able to do it. But if he's like, look, Nico, you got to let me know now because I've got 20 minutes to opt out of this deal.
So,
well, if that's the case, then I can't
you
do
give
it
Kyrie right. that extension. You go ahead and resign. If you're
no, hold on a second. With all due respect to GM Caraway, I know in your GM world that's how it works. That is not how it works. Everything isn't as confrontational as you make it out to be.
That's how you do it if you're
most
Kyrie.
Of our meetings you've stormed out of.
That's how you do it if you're Kyrie. You call him 30 minutes before the July 1st. Be like, hey, man, I just thought about something.
First of all, Kyrie is not calling anyone. Also, who gets on the phone like this? Why do we still use this as the motion to get on our phone?
This universal sign is kind of weird if you just put the palm of your hand to your ear.
Yeah, hey, but this isn't a
Nico,
phone.
hey, bro. Hey.
Well, hey.
No. Yeah, no. That's not it. No, hey, just leave him be. Just leave him be. Just leave him be. Hey, that's my guy. Just leave him be.
Hey.
I got his back. Leave him be. I'm not going to do that. Leave him be. Hey, that was crazy. Don't do that again.
Come on.
You're letting him get away with that?
Come on. Brother, he already went through the sandwich thing. Just leave him be.
Well.
Come on.
Well.
I gotta have his back at some point.
All right, man. All right, I guess we're just letting anything
go, man,
here.
Hey, man.
I'm trying to be a good friend
at
this point.
I'm just trying to talk on the phone, man.
Dude, Jalen says umpire giving a warning.
Yeah.
Man, no, pointing at the dugout.
No, the umpire's staring at the dugout.